Where you're streaming online, WHGMGold.com. I'm Justin Mallow. Joined on the phone now, I've got the community and public relations for the Bel Air Police Department. I have Patty Parker on the phone. Patty, can you hear me?
I can. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in. How are things going in Bel Air?
We are doing pretty well. We're pretty organized. We're prepared. We're getting out information and messaging pretty routinely. I feel really in a pretty bad situation. I feel pretty confident that we're up for the challenge.
I know you guys just released a press release to kind of give people an update on what the officers are doing or not doing, right?
Yes, we did. We did. We've been trying to communicate as clearly as we can with our community so they know what to expect and what not to expect.
I know there's different kind of procedures now, because before, when anything happened, you would send, I would imagine, like an officer to go check out the situation. But right now, are you guys kind of just looking at the situation before you send the officer out, or are they still going out to everything?
So our dispatch team are taking telephone reports, and what they do is they're triaging these calls and determining what needs an immediate response from a physical officer and what needs to be reported and can be followed up on in a different way. Obviously, things like car accidents or crimes where there's an assailant or anyone is hurt. So we're continuing to respond to those kind of situations. What we're trying to do is limit our officers' exposure and potentially exposure to the COVID-19 virus. So by limiting and triaging those calls, we're able to do that effectively.
So like if someone had, I don't know, a noise complaint about their neighbor or something, that's not really a necessity where the police have to show up. Something like that, Patty?
Exactly. I mean, we're kind of prioritizing imminent threats to the community and injuries, things like, you know, that's not to say that we wouldn't then respond to the call in some way. There might be a phone call. There might be a little bit more of an investigation that would go into it. But we certainly wouldn't want to send an officer out and they potentially put them into harm's way.
Can the people do something to help out the officers, or what can everyone do to help support you guys?
Right now, honestly, stay home. If you don't need to be out, don't be out. Use common sense. Be courteous. From a personal standpoint, we're all kind of on the edge a little bit. We've all been home a couple days longer with our family than maybe we'd like to be.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody just needs to take a deep breath and realize that we're all in the same position. The police are out there to protect us. Help them do their jobs by not putting yourself in situations that they're going to need to put themselves into danger unnecessarily.
Absolutely. Because, yeah, these people are still going out every day, putting their lives on the line. And now, in more than one way, by dealing with this COVID-19 that's everywhere.
They're doing a great job. And our public works department as well, they're out there taking care of necessities, trash, different issues. They are monitoring the sewer lines and waters and things like that. These are essential employees that I think people sometimes take for granted.
Sure.
We've had to put a couple of reminders out to people to make sure they're tightly bagging their trash bags. We want to make sure that we're not putting anybody in any kind of situation where they could be exposed if they don't need to be. We've actually discontinued our bulk trash pickup, which one of the reasons is because we're trying to have less DPW employees out on the streets to try to limit everyone's exposure to the public. And the other is, it's not picking up somebody's couch or chairs and things like that. It's not as sanitary as we would.
Oh,
we don't really
sure.
want our employees handling things that they don't really need to.
Yeah. Well, make sure you tell everyone to stay safe. And if you see my car on the road, just leave me alone, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
We're actually, that's a good point. We're actually fielding a lot of calls of people that think that they're going to be pulled over if they're just driving. And that's certainly not the case. We're not, the police department will not be pulling you over unless you're violating the law, not necessarily just driving in the car.
Just to go from place to place. So, but if you don't have to go anywhere, stay home. Right, Patty?
Stay home. Stay home, please.
Exactly. No one wants to see you. Right, Patty? All right. I'll answer for you.
I mean, we all love you, but stay home.
Well, Patty, on behalf of us, I do want to thank you for calling in today. And please tell everyone there how much we appreciate everything that they do. And please have everyone stay as safe as they can, for sure. All right?
I certainly will. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Patty. Thanks. Good talking to you. Take care.
Bye-bye.